Arua-based West Nile Regional Blood Bank has been hit hard by the impact of the gross donor aid card.
The Uganda Blood Transfusion Services in West Nile Regional Office Arua is struggling to meet the demand for blood following the adverse impact of the U.S. aid card to the sector. Since 2004, the U.S. President's Emergency Plan for AIDS Relief, PEPFAR, has been the largest source of funding to Uganda's health sector, contributing over 10.8 trillion Ugandan shillings to fight HIV/AIDS. Part of this, accounting for 5.4 billion shillings, was for strengthening Uganda blood transfusion services. However, this is no more following the U.S. President's aid cut in January last year. Orema Victor Edwin, the lab manager at Arua Regional Blood Bank, reveals that the funding cuts have significantly affected blood donations, with collections falling far below the required amounts.
You find each month we are supposed to collect 1,450 units per team, and we have three teams. And sometimes you find these three teams only collect what one team is supposed to collect in a month. Previously, we used to have donation from the United States government called PEPFAR. That one stopped. Everything went back now to government. When there's no fuel, you cannot go to the field, meaning even the blood collection is affected.
Dana Aletiro, the donor recruitment officer at Arua Regional Blood Bank, says blood donors still expect a lot of incentives which were available during the consistent funding by partners.
We had some NGOs around. There are times they would organize camps. Funding for the incentives, the funding for human resource. If the incentives are more, definitely everyone will want to donate, because they believe once they donate, at least there's something small they're going to get. But now, the fact that they are not there, the camps that we organize is not so much yielding like how the NGOs would actually organize it.
Uganda Blood Transfusion Service and related entities indicated that during the financial year 2023-2024, Uganda collected approximately 170,192 units of blood, of which 145,419 units of safe blood were transferred to patients across the country. I am Anselm Ojaru, reporting for Radio Pan.